Patrick Saunders of the Denver Post. He's our Rockies guy on the scene. Joins us now, courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook. And the Marlins and the Rockies get going here in about 15 minutes or so. And you know, I was joking around, Patrick, that I don't think they have COVID restrictions. People just don't like going to Marlins games. Is that about right, Patrick?
Oh, you're 100% right. You know, I haven't been there for a couple of years because of COVID, but and every time I go there, I'm just struck by how empty
it's crazy
that ballpark is, and there's just no vibe. Even when they had the All-Star game down there a few years ago, it just seemed like no man's land, and
right. Which
just seems so counterproductive, right? I mean, the Latino baseball community is such a big deal in the majors, and
yep. You
have such an international mix of people down in Miami, but man, when it comes to the Marlins, you know, they're like a Triple-A team.
It's crazy because the stadium is actually beautiful. Jeter's done a pretty decent job making them better. They're very progressive. They have a female general manager, first ever. They seem to be clicking a lot of boxes, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. It's wild to watch a game being played down there.
It is. You know, I will say this. Where they put the ballpark, and I got to admit, the ballpark's not my favorite. I think it's kind of cheesy to tell the truth, but it's just kind of tucked away by some freeways and stuff. And there's, you know, the neighborhood's fine, but there's no room for anything around it. And that's, I think that's part of the problem. It's very much like Tampa Bay's in that regard.
Patrick, it's Zach here with DMAC. Quick question about Brendan Rodgers. You know, a lot of discussion about him, once highly touted, highly thought of, relatively slow start to his career, I think it's fair to say, but a pretty good week, you know, pretty good week. I watched a good chunk of the Rockies, and, you know, he had a nice hit streak there for a little bit, a couple awesome plays within the last week defensively. What have you seen from young Brendan Rodgers?
Yeah, guys, I think he's finally becoming a big leaguer. I don't think you could say that before. And not just because he finally got the monkey off his back and hit that first home run, which was a really big deal to him. But I think he feels like he belongs, and I don't think that was true before. He had so much pressure on him being the third overall pick, and then he had the injuries, and he wasn't progressing. He was kind of forgotten. I think he was wearing that. And now that he's starting to relax and play a little better, I think he's starting to shine through a little bit. You know, we still don't know. Is he going to be really worthy of a third overall pick? I don't know. He's got a long way to go to do that. But he's still young. He's still learning. And it's clear he loves the game. So let's see. Let's hope he's one of the nice stories about what otherwise has been a pretty difficult year.
Patrick, last one for me. Does Trevor Story finish the season with the Rockies?
No, I don't think so. The only way I think he does, guys, is if this elbow injury lingers. And I don't think it's going to, but he's out of the lineup again today. He will not play against the Marlins. The Rockies thought he might even be back yesterday. So if that elbow seems to be a lingering problem, and I don't think it's going to be, that could make teams pause. And even though Bill Schmidt told me, the interim GM told me last week that it's not a foregone conclusion, one, the Rockies can trade Story, two, that he won't sign, I would counter with everything I've been told is that Trevor is not going to re-sign with the Rockies. And I think there are teams out there, principally the Oakland A's and the New York Yankees, who could use him, even for a rental. So I think after the All-Star game, I still think he gets traded.
Great stuff. Thank you, Patrick. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Patrick Saunders of the Denver Post, our fan Rockies insider, courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook.